اعوذ باللہ السمیع العلیم من الشیطان اللین الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین واہل بیتہ الطیبین الطاہرین المعصومین المظلومین اما بعد فقال اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فی محکم کتاب الحکیم یا ایہا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم الصیام کما کتب علی الذین من قبلکم لعلکم تتقون. اور یو بلیو فاسٹنگ از پرسکرائبڈ فار یو ایز اٹ واز پرسکرائبڈ فار دوز بیفور یو سو دیٹ یو مے گارڈ اگینسٹ ایول سو دیٹ یو مے ہیو فیئر آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. برادرس اینڈ سسٹرس ان اسلامس، السلام علیکم و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ٹوڈیز وی آر ڈسکسنگ اباؤٹ فلاسفی آف فاسٹنگ. The holy month of Ramadan is the month of Allah, the month of guidance, the month of mercy, the month of repentance, the month of forgiveness, the month of dua, the month of revelation of Quran. During this month, the doors of heaven are open for all those who would like to take this opportunity. Fasting in Islam is to train to suppress our natural appetites and shun evil. It does not mean abstaining only from food, but from every kind of evil. Abstention from food is only a step forward towards self-restraint. But the main objective of fast is to purify our soul with the right conduct and character. As you know, we live in a world where the emphasis is on material gain only, and all other aspects of life have been crushed. Human beings have both a body and a soul. It is the body which desires and can be used to commit sin. Through fasting, we can conquer the body. We should not follow our low desires and allow the organs of our body to sin. Let's cleanse ourselves from all diseases of the soul. We should take advantage of this month of Allah to receive His mercy. We need to remember that every act of worship has its philosophy. Worship should not be like a habit, rather we should perform acts with understanding. When we fast, our hearing, our sight, our skin, all our organs should also fast. As Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam said, and the right of fasting is that you should know it is a veil which God has set up over your tongue, your hearing, your sight, your private parts, and your stomach to protect you from the fire. Since are committed via our body parts, fasting provides a veil over our body parts that will prevent them from engaging in sin. The philosophy behind fasting is to restrain oneself from committing sin. Keep your mind focused on your goal, which is your piety. The control over our desires can take us into a deeper connection with Allah. For obedience is the purpose of our creation. One of the philosophies behind fasting in the month of Ramadan is to shrink the gap between the rich and the poor people. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, God made fasting obligatory so that the rich and the poor are made equal. When we look around, we see violence, bloodshed, intolerance, lack of peace, and poverty everywhere. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, he who wakes up without any concern for the affairs of Muslim is not a Muslim. Laysa bi Muslim. In general, all Muslims and especially followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are targets of injustice. Bloodshed is everywhere. In Pakistan, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, Palestine, Burma, Kashmir, everywhere. In the name of sectarianism, the followers of Yazid are killing the followers of Ahlul Bayt everywhere. Now, Umma, it is right. There is no respect for human life. Many innocent people have been killed in the name of collateral damage. The enemy of peace is moving around freely and making life miserable for peace-loving people. Dear brothers and sisters, don't forget the hungry and thirsty people around you at the time of breaking of your fast. When you spend money in this month for food, please put the same amount or more aside to help the needy. Raise your voice in this month of Allah against injustice. It is the duty of all believers to link their hands together and fight against injustice, aggressions, oppressions, and discrimination. Don't forget Imam Ali's alayhi salam last will: be an enemy of tyrant and oppressors, and be a friend and helper of those who are oppressed. May Allah accept our prayer, supplication, and deeds in this holy month. May Allah bless you and your families. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.